From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Protest in Turkey after a Kurdish rights activist is killed. A prominent Kurdish lawyer and rights activist was shot in the head and killed in a street shootout in Turkey's troubled southeast Saturday, much of the event captured on camera and broadcast around the world. The pro-Kurdish HDP party called the killing of Tahir Elci a planned assassination and urged people to protest. Prime Minister Davutoğlu said it was unclear whether Elci was caught in crossfire or assassinated. It was hours later when police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse hundreds of people marching in Istanbul to protest against the killing. The marchers chanted shoulder to shoulder against fascism and Tahir Elci is immortal. Witnesses say Elci was shot by a single bullet after speaking to media in Diyarbakir, the largest city in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, where he was president of the local bar association. A policeman was also killed in an ensuing exchange of gunfire. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday voiced regret over Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. It was the first expression of regret by the strongman leader since Tuesday's incident in which a Turkish F-16 jet shot down the Russian jet on grounds that it had violated Turkey's airspace despite repeated warnings to change course. It was the first time in half a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane and drew harsh response from Moscow. Just in from the Associated Press, word that Vladimir Putin ordered sanctions against Turkey, including a ban on some goods. VOA News. Militants attacked a United Nations base in Kidal, northern Mali, early Saturday morning. Rocket fire killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured 20 people, four of them seriously, according to a spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which followed a militant assault last week on a luxury hotel in Bamako that left at least 20 people dead. Two West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and its affiliate Al-Mora Betoun, claimed joint responsibility for the November 20th attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel. Friday, Malian forces arrested two men in connection with that hotel attack. Boko Haram extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing of a procession of hundreds of Shiite Muslims and threatened more attacks on opponents of its radical form of Islam. Shiite leaders said at least 21 people died in Friday's attack near Nigeria's northern city of Kano. Posting on social media Saturday as the West Africa province of the Islamic State, Boko Haram published a photograph identifying the bomber as Abu Suleiman al-Ansari. Egypt, Saturday, said there is a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tut's tomb, based on the preliminary results of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum. Researchers say the discovery of a new chamber could shine new light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent times, and one prominent researcher has theorized that the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves theorizes that Tutankhamun, better known as King Tut, who died at the age of 19, may have been rushed into an outer chamber of what was originally his wife's Nefertiti's tomb. Famed for her beauty, Nefertiti was the subject of a famous 33-year-old bust.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, labeled X in the cutaway bottom left here. And that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labeled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
This is the second find to be announced this week. On Tuesday, the Austrian Archaeological Institute discovered a giant fence dating back over 3,500 years at the site of another ancient capital city of Abaris. This announcement, which took place on Saturday, took place in the ancient city of Luxor. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.